Okay, Chevra, we're up to Perkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, what is chus to learn Perkei Avos, specifically during these special days of Sfiras Omer, when the minog is to learn Perkei Avos. It's always special to learn any Torah, but to learn Torah at a time when the minog is to learn that Torah, obviously, could have a special hashba, a special influence on our lives, on our everyday lives, on our midos, and hopefully elevate each and every one of us to be closer to Hashem. So Mishnah begins, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Hu Haya Omer, he would say the following. When we say he would say, it's Rabbi Gamliel. If you look back, we're in Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel Perek Beis was also Rabbi Gamliel speaking, and you have to look all the way back to Mishnah Beis and Perek Beis, Rabbi Gamliel, Benoshel, Rabbi Yehuda, Anasi. So he's continuing and telling us all these beautiful ideas. So Gamliel says, Hu Yomer in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Asei Ritzono, Kir Tzonecha. This line itself we just have to explain. Asei Ritzono, make his will, make his desires, who's his, obviously, the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Eibishter, Kir Tzonecha, like your desires, like your wants. Now, we have to understand what that means. Pasha Pshat, just a simple understanding, is that naturally, each and every one of us have a lot of desires in life. We have our ratzon. We have what we want to do, what we want to achieve, who we want to be, what I'd like to be doing with my time, what I'd like to be doing with my money, where my passion is. So one understanding is, Halavai, it should be, Asei Ritzono Kirtzonecha, that all of your wants and all of your desires should be His desires, meaning HaKadosh Baruch has desires for us. Hashem wants us to be involved in spiritual pursuits. Hashem wants us to daven to the best of our ability and forge that relationship with Him. Hashem wants us to be involved in acts of chesed. Hashem wants us to spend time with our family. Hashem wants us to learn His Heilige Torah and elevate ourselves through that. Hashem wants us to judge every situation we're in through His lenses, through His eyes. Heilig glasses, holy glasses. Asei Ritzono Kirtzonecha. If we could make all of our own His, you make His will our will, that's who we want to be. There's obviously what the Mishnah is talking about, and it's a big goal, an aspiration in life, that everything we do should be Ratzon Hashem. Should be will of the Ribbono Shalom. At times, those two could meet. At times, my will is His will. But when it's not, Asei Ritzono Kirtzonecha. That's one pshat. But I saw a new understanding. And that could be as follows. Listen closely, because it's a very deep idea, a very beautiful idea. Deep down inside, hopefully some of us not that deep, each and every one of us wants to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. Each and every one of us wants to only do our Ratzon Pnimi, our innermost desire, is the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because inside us, each and every one of us has a Neshama Elokis, each one of us has a holy soul, and each one of us, that's a Chelek Elokat, a part of Hashem. And each one of us, therefore, we really are Ratzon. Each one of us, our Ratzon, our desire, is really deep down the desire of Hashem. That's what it really is. There's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Gerishin. The Rambam in the Halachos that deal with divorce. I'm sure I've shared this before. But it's such an integral Rambam in our lives. The Rambam says, we know that, I'm not going to get into all the depth in these Halachos right now, but that a man has to give a divorce to a woman. A man has to give a get to a woman. That's the Halacha. We're not going to try to understand why that is right now. Sometimes you have a man who's a menuvel. He's a terrible, disgusting human being. And he's holding his wife hostage, not willing to give a get. It's called an aguna. He's making his wife an aguna. He creates that his wife is an aguna. So what do we do in that circumstance? So it used to be, in the times when we're in a government run by Torah mitzvahs, the proper halacha is kofin oso achi yomer rotzani, which means you force him, you beat the living daylight out of the guy until he says, okay, I want to give the get. You literally beat the crud out of the guy. You're breaking his legs until he says, okay, I'll give the get. That's what Bezdin would do. Hire some thugs and mamish beat him up. Because what cruelty to do to a wife, to a Bas Torah, to a Bas Yisrael. If you're not going to do what's right, we'll force you to. The Rambam asks very famously, the Rambam says, I don't understand, what good are those words? When he says, I'll give the get, he doesn't really mean he wants to give the get. He doesn't mean he's willingly giving the get. What he means to say is, I want you to get off me. I want you to stop physically harming me. So I'm willing to say the words, but he doesn't really mean it. That's the Rambam's question. Why is that have any substance to it? Why is that substantial? Rambam says, because deep down inside every Jew, the ratzon, the desire to do ratzon Hashem, that's our ratzon pnimi. And when you're beating him up, you're just trying to get to the ratzon pnimi. And when he says, I want to give the get, deep down he does want to give the get. So it's meaningful, but he has to say those words. Because deep down every Jew wants to do what's right. You know what it means, therefore, with this understanding? Asei ritzono ritzonecha, make his will your will. Asei ritzono, make his will, which is really deep inside you the whole time. Kirtzonecha, like your outer will. Meaning remember that ultimately ratzon Hashem is what you really do want to be doing. It's there within you. But make it that that's what's on your exterior as well. Make it that that's how you're acting on the outside as well. Asei ritzono kirtzonecha. And if you work on this and you put time and effort into that, the Mishnah continues, Kidei sheyatze ritzoncha kirtzono. Over time, your will be like his will. Over time, you're not even going to have to think about it anymore. It will be second nature. Everything you want to do is just ratzon Hashem, because that's what's within you the whole time. And once you work on bringing it to the surface, when you're asei and you do it and you put in the time and effort, eventually it will be that way. Eventually, that will be the consequence of your hard work. Well, you'll become a person where everything you do naturally is just ratzon Hashem. Big tzaddikim, they had a point where their body just naturally does ratzon Hashem even without thinking. Without thinking. Wants to only do the will of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a famous idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Moshe for hitting the rock. Then the Siva Shalom, the Slanim Rebbe, has a very deep idea. Well, how could Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of leaders of Klal Yisrael, the one who spoke to Hashem, do anything against Hashem? The Siva Shalom says that Hashem wanted that Moshe should mess up so that he could punish him and he wouldn't enter Eretz Yisrael. Because if Moshe would have entered Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, which never could have been destroyed. And if the Beis HaMikdash would have been so holy that it could never be destroyed, when we mess up, we would have been destroyed. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it saved Klal Yisrael. Hashem took out his wrath, his anger, on the building and not on us. If it would be a building that couldn't be destroyed, we would have been destroyed. It saved Klal Yisrael that Moshe didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem wanted to have an excuse to punish Moshe. In other words, what? His body knew more than him that Hashem wanted him to go against his will. That the ratzon Hashem was not to listen and to hit the rock. And his body was so pure and so kadosh and knew that's what the real ratzon Hashem was. A tzaddik could work so hard, and a tzaddik is the same way, that all we do is ratzon Hashem. And all I want to do is what Hashem wants for me. And to what degree, listen to the next line, to what degree, eventually, you're going to go so far that you go batel ritzon cham ipnei ritzono. Your whole ratzon will be nullified. You don't even have ratzon anymore for his ratzon. Everything you do, it's completely, your own will is nullified. It's only his will. It's only I do ratzon Hashem. It's the type of person that I am. What does it mean to be mevatel? To nullify it completely. To make yourself a kli, a vessel, that only wants to do ratzon Hashem. And this is the next step, which is so pure. It's Lamashal, for example. You know, if you have something, a delicious drink, but you need to put it into a bottle. So you have the delicious drink and you put it in the bottle. But the bottle has to be clean. If the bottle has in that bottle schmutz or in that bottle remnants from previous drink, So that's going to interact with the drink, and the taste is going to be off. It's not going to be so delicious anymore. You want that the kli, the vessel, be completely clean in order to take on that delicious drink. So too, we don't want to be mavatel. We want to nullify any pagam, any blemish within ourselves. So all we do is Ratzon Hashem. We want to cleanse ourselves to a level of batala, where there's nullification of anything negative. All I do is Ratzon Hashem. And when we get that far, listen to what's going to happen. If we get that far, we're mamish, I'm only doing Ratzon Hashem. You know what, Hashem? In order that Hashem's going to do the following. If anyone, achirim, other people want to do anything wrong to you, anything bad to you, any negative, have any negative effect, Hashem will be mevatel that. Because of your ratzon, because of who you are. If we are mevatel, who we naturally want to be, because of our physical bodies and the world we live in, the immoral world we live in, that has an effect on where we're thinking, what our desire, but we mevatel that. We get rid of it completely just to do ratzon Hashem. Hashem will make sure anyone who wants to be negative on us on any level, he'll be mevatel that. It won't have an effect on us. Tremendous. Mamish, tremendous. Let's continue on the Mishnah. The Mishnah now goes to a tzaddik Hillel. We all know Hillel from Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Hillel Omer, Hillel says, a very big idea for this day and age in ways, and I'll explain why. Al tifrosh min atzibur. Do not separate from the tzibur. What's the flow? What does this have to do with the beginning of the beginning of the Mishnah? Was everything's Ratzon Hashem. You might think everything's Ratzon Hashem, so my whole avodah is just to be in solitude with the Ribbono Shel Olam, just do Ratzon Hashem. No, Hashem wants you also. Part of Ratzon Hashem is to be together with other people. Unfortunately, right now, we're not able to. Unfortunately, right now, we're all confined in our quarantine to some degree. But al tifrosh min atzibur, don't separate from the tzibur. Hashem wants us to be together with others. Doesn't want us to be different than others. And this is important in halacha at times. Got me very upset. I heard recently, I tell you, right now, halavai, this will end soon by this afternoon. But right now, we all know, one of the difficulties we're going through in this situation, and there's no shul, and there are no minyanim. And pretty much across the board, every single rav, every paisek, in every hashkafa, in the modern Orthodox world, in the yeshivish world, in the chassidish world, they all agree and have paskind, we're not allowed to have minyanim. And they've all agreed and paskind, we can't have minyanim in shul, we can't have minyanim out of shul. Again, extra machmer on some levels, because of the pikuach nefesh, because it's hakanas nefesh, it's to save people from dying, God forbid. And I heard that there are people who are still making minyanim, whether outside, whether inside, in our communities. Those tfilos are going nowhere. Those tfilos are not being accepted from Hashem. Those are people that are poyrish from Hatzibur. If everybody collectively, if everybody from all walks of life, and all Rabbanim are saying one thing, and you go and say, I'm different, I need minyan. Who are you? That's being poyrish from Hatzibur. If the tzibur all holds, that's the way we're supposed to be doing. Wrong or right? Wrong or right? Hashem wants us to be part of that achdus, that unity. And to separate, those tefillos are not being mekabel by Hashem. If you daven b'yichidus, that's what Hashem wants right now. Those tefillos can be mekabel. Not your tefillos when you're poyrish min atzibur. In all areas of life, we have to be part of the klal. The Mishnah continues. When talking about doing Ratzon Hashem, that has to be your whole life. Don't believe in yourself. What I mean, of course you have to believe in yourself and your abilities. We talk about this all the time. You should think highly of who you could be and believe in your kochos and believe in who you are and believe in your relationship with Hashem. Believe Hashem loves every single one of us. But don't believe in yourself means don't believe in your ability that you've hit a level of satiation and you're good to go. That you don't have to work on yourself. You don't have to work hard to go against the Yetzirah and Taivas. Don't believe in what you've achieved. Ad Yom Yisach, until the day of your deathbed. Meaning what? Our whole life we have to be pursuing and working on doing Ratzon Hashem. And finally, once we spoke about being together with the Tzibur, Al Todin Es Chavercha Ad Shetakiel Im Koma, once you're together with other people, it's so super important. Don't ever judge another person until you reach his place. And you know what? you'll never reach someone else's place. We hardly know ourselves. And we think we know another person, and you see another person doing something, saying something, and we're going to judge them. Do we know what's going on in their home at night? Do we know their relationship with their parents, with their spouse? Do we know what's happening? Do we know what nisyonos they have in life? Do we know how they're suffering? We don't know anything about it. We hardly know ourselves. We're going to say, we're going to try to judge somebody else and think negatively of someone else. You don't know what's going on in their life. We never know. I remember once years ago, there was a Talmud. And at the end of lunch every day, he'd go and take all the remnants of other people's lunch and take it and start eating it. And it was disgusting, to say the least. And looked like an individual who just didn't have proper etiquette and proper social skills, who's willing to go and do that. But later, we found out that he's someone, unfortunately, in our world, we don't see this too much, but his family was suffering so much, they were impoverished so much. Imamish didn't have the means for food. And he was starving. So do you blame someone like that? You're going to judge him for what he's doing? He needs to survive. We never know what's going on in someone else's life. We can never judge another person. Once we're supposed to be with others, but never judge someone. The Mishnah continues. And when thinking about trying to do Ratzon Hashem, Val Tomer, here I'll tell you an idea, one idea pshat, and the deeper idea from the Ral. Val Tomer Dover Shi Efshar Lishmoa, Shesofa Lishama, Pashup Pshat. Don't tell over to others when you're together with others like we're discussing. Don't tell them ideas that are difficult to understand. And they might have doubts and not understand it, even though you think Shesofa Lishama, they'll eventually understand it. Because in that moment of confusion, they might take it in the wrong way and do something wrong or paskin something wrong. You have to make sure that when you speak to people, and especially in Torah and Halacha, be very clear. Be very clear. It's very, very important to try your best to do that. Not to confuse people, even if you think in the end they'll understand. That's Pashup Pshat. The Maral says a much deeper idea here. The Maral says, don't say to yourself, don't ever say to yourself, Efshar Lishmoa. It's impossible for this to happen. Shesofa Lishama, because in the end, you'll listen, it can happen. Don't ever think something's impossible. Meaning, well, let's say, for example, you, Baruch Hashem, are well off and you have financially, you're doing great. I'm good to go. I'm never going to have to worry. You could turn around in an instant and Hashem could take it all away. Nothing's impossible. Be thankful for every day, every moment. And the opposite as well. You're suffering, you're in a difficult situation. It's impossible to get good. No. At any moment, Hashem could turn it around. It's going to be great. And in Ruchnius as well. It was so sad to me. I had an individual say to me the other day, they're struggling, an individual in a relationship, and struggling strongly about proper halacha in a relationship. I won't give too many details. Just struggling in the areas of touching, and shomer negiah in a relationship. And the individual said to me, Rebbe, it's impossible. And I said, don't ever say that. You could say it's challenging, it's difficult, it's hard. It's very hard. It's not impossible. When you say it's impossible, it means you've given up. You don't believe in your abilities anymore. Nothing's impossible. Don't ever say it's impossible. It might be difficult, but so fully shaman end, you could do it. And you have to believe in that. And with the proper gedarim, proper fences, proper help, mirat Hashem. Finally, the Mishnah comes to a conclusion. Val toimer, and don't say the following. Coming off that last idea of saying something's impossible and realizing everything's possible. Also, al tomer, something else you shouldn't say. Al tomer shekisha efna eshna. Don't say, when I have free time, I'll learn. When I have free time, I'll learn. When I have free time, I'll do chesed. When I have free time, I'll daven. Shemalo tipana. Maybe you're not going to have the free time. You have to steal time. You have to steal time and make sure and make it a priority. Learning, davening, chesed, areas of avodas Hashem. Don't say, when I have, because it's never going to be that free time. There's always responsibilities. And with life, the responsibilities only get greater. So we have to understand when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Torah, to Tefillah, to Chesed, to the areas that Hashem wants us doing, which is His Ratzon, make it our Ratzon. And if it's our Ratzon, we prioritize and we'll make sure to do it. If it's something just I have to do, but it's not what I really want to do, so we put that last when I have time. The last line really brings the whole entire Mishnah full circle, right? If there's something that's important to me, something that I want, I make sure to do it. If I have an important meeting in the morning that I think I can make a lot of money, I'm going to be there 10 minutes early. If I thought davening was the same, I'll be the same. If it's, no, it's your will, which I will do because I think it, because I know I have to, so then when I have time, I'll do it. If you make it your own will, then you'll always do it right away. And if we push off when I have time, unfortunately, very often, we're never going to have time. So, Mir Tashem, we should all be zoichin to make Hashem's ratzon our ratzon. And in that tzchus, as the Mishnah said, Hashem will mevato all the ratzon acherim. And we'll only have simcha and bracha and gula yeshua every single moment. Bez Hashem is baruch. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Mir Tashem will continue to learn sometime very soon.